This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And we have degenerated here on this eighth day of government interruptus into the land of dueling press conferences. President Obama went first today. Speaker Boehner went second. Marketplace's David Gura drew the short straw. He goes third because he had to watch them both. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai. How you doing?
I'm all right. So listen, was there any news, actual news, out of these news conferences?
Not really, actually. Yeah. I mean, President Obama spent a lot of time talking about the shutdown and talking about the debt limit, and he repeated something that he said several times now, and that is that he'd be willing to negotiate with Republicans in the House after the government shutdown ends and after there's no longer a threat of a default. The president told reporters that he said the same thing to the speaker this morning when they talked by phone. And as you said, the speaker gave his own press conference this afternoon, and there was no indication that he'd be willing to raise the debt ceiling without concessions from the president or from Democrats. So you get the sense that what may come out of this is, and this is a very Washington term here, is some sort of grand bargain, something that would take care of both of these issues, the shutdown and the debt ceiling, and there'd probably be a few other things thrown in.
Yeah, the president went an hour and change. Speaker Boehner went 3 minutes and change, and that is not an exaggeration. Was there any mention of healthcare reform, the healthcare act that was at the start of this whole shutdown thing?
Speaker Boehner did not utter the word or the neologism, I guess, Obamacare. The president did bring it up himself. There were no questions about it. Again, the focus here seemed to be on the debt limit. And, you know, a reporter asked the president if he had any emergency powers at his disposal that, you know, if we were to default, you know, were there any sort of tricks up his sleeve? And the president said that there aren't a bunch of other rabbits in our hat. Those were his words. And that when it comes to emergency powers, the administration's really done what it can.
So a lot of the strategies that people have talked about, well, the president can roll out a big coin and or, you know, he can resort to some other constitutional measure. What people ignore is that ultimately what matters is what do the people who are buying treasury bills think?
And that coin is that so-called trillion-dollar coin. Yeah. It's resurfaced again. This argument that the president could mint a trillion-dollar platinum coin, and that would some cover our bills. President Obama's point there is that if you or I think that's pretty outlandish, pretty out there, investors are going to think the same thing.
Right. And just for the record, the trillion-dollar coin does not have to be big. It could be small. Dimes are small. All right. Anyway, so let me ask you this, David. Is it possible that there is just too much time left until this whole thing explodes? We have, what, like 7, 8, 9 days left for there to be more talking?
Yeah, I mean, if you turned on your TV right now, you'd see a countdown clock. I'm not kidding. On CNN, that's ticking down the seconds.
200-something hours, right?
Oh, my gosh. On the date on which Jack Lew says we're gonna hit this debt ceiling. Now, I don't know if there's too much time left, but there is time left. And you can either be optimistic and think, okay, that's more time to negotiate and to figure this thing out, or you can be pessimistic and say, you know, here we are again coming up on another crisis that we've known about for a long time. And just based on the simple fact that 1 week ago we faced another fiscal crisis, Congress couldn't get its act together. Why would the odds be any better this time around?
Quickly, David, before I let you go, how real is that October 17th date? There's been some commentary that there's some room there on the Treasury's part.
Yeah, I talked to a few people on Wall Street today. They're going to take the Treasury word at its face value, but they said, you know, it is fungible. And that's a real important distinction here, that when you look at that last deadline, when you look at the government shutdown, there was a point at which the government would no longer be able to stay open. It's different here, depending on what revenues are coming in, what bills the government has to pay. And that does make it somehow different and makes that date a little bit fungible.
Yeah. And also, we have hit the debt limit. We hit the debt limit.
That's
back
exactly
in May.
Right.
The
few months ago.
Yeah. The Treasury's been moving money around since then. All right. David Gura.
Pulling those rabbits out of the hat.
See you, man.
Thanks, Kai.
Be good. Bye-bye.